Chapter 39, Self-Care. Taking really good care of ourselves becomes more and more acceptable. Not that long ago, self-care was perceived as selfish. Yet nowadays we get encouraged to take really good care of ourselves. Get enough sleep, eat well, relax, avoid stress, enough vacations, exercise, a massage maybe? Get a dog and take it out for walks. Meditate, do yoga, go on a silence retreat. Take time off from running the household and the kids. You're entitled to have you time. We need to live by the oxygen mask principle. Take care of yourself before you take care of others. This isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Without this, life is not sustainable, and all kinds of health threats, like a burnout, might be knocking on our door. Marinate self-care in self-love, and you're on your way to nirvana. Self-love. Instead of love your neighbor as you love yourself, we now say love yourself as you love your neighbor, since we've been trained to respect and care for others so well that we frequently care more for others than we care for, than we love ourselves. No, not a good idea. The concept is clear. Taking care of yourself is now more or less a right of the postmodern human being. Do you feel the but coming? Or as coaches like to say, the yes and? There is indeed a poison that keeps us from experiencing heaven on earth. From a heart at peace. A soul that doesn't know pain. A mind without worry. Sometimes in ignorance, though often by choice, we drink that poison. Maybe it's because this poison has no taste nor smell, so that we believe we can consume it without experiencing any consequences. We actually believe there is something special about this poison. We drink it, yet expect somebody else to die from it. Interesting concept. Initially, that seems true indeed. Yet sooner or later, we start feeling slightly unwell. We sleep less, feel somewhat restless. We experience anxiety or headaches. Our mood changes. Some start feeling depressed. We're clueless why. Even the doctor can't find clear reasons. But the symptoms become stronger and stronger. We need help. On a good day, you meet an angel in your dreams who asks you why you keep drinking poison. Which poison? You respond. The one that holds you back from forgiving this person who harmed you. In your dream, you have an intense conversation why this person does not deserve your forgiveness. Then the angel puts her hands around your heart. What do? You ask, whilst you feel something shifting deep inside you. I'm softening your heart, the angel says. Your heart needs to soften to stop the suffering. You're suffering because you don't forgive. You're punishing yourself because you can't forgive. You really long to be free from this pain, but your heart is too stubborn. You ask, how? What should I do? You need to add one thing to your self-care skills, the angel answers. Learn how to forgive and let go. All it takes is a choice. A choice to love yourself so much that you forgive the other. Are you willing to make this ultimate choice of self-care? Journaling questions, self-care. What is the poison I am drinking? Where am I unwilling to forgive others? Where am I unwilling to forgive myself?